What up, world? It's your boy E letting you know we are now proud members of the Visionaries Global Media family. That's right, catch us Wednesdays on Visionaries Global Media.
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
This is Nattering with E, with Eric Friedlander. This is Frigid A, with Eric and SJ. What up, world? It's your boy E coming at you from the Nattering with E Studios for another episode of Frigid A with the one, the only, Miss SJ, my partner in crime with the podcast, generally speaking, and the overall heartbeat of the Nattering with E network. So, SJ, what is going on today?
Hey, what's up? Not a lot. Just chillaxing and stuff, but I'm pretty excited for our guest today. Not only is he like family, but he's my nephew. He's my also kind of like a brother and a brat. But anyway, my nephew Sean is joining us today from Georgia while he's like at school with Cody Rhodes Nightmare Factory. And so, yeah, should be an interesting conversation. How's it going over there, nephew?
It's going. It's actually extremely hot, but yeah, everything's going good. How about you guys?
Yeah, it's going great. It's going great over here. How is Georgia? I've never been. I passed through it through like driving back from Florida, but like it's. How do you like it?
Yeah, it's actually very peaceful, relaxing. The scenery is so. It's like a scene from a movie, like one of those wild movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, awesome. So it's a big deal. You're at that school, like that Cody Rhodes runs. Like, how was your first week overall?
It's actually been very entertaining. I did the first thing was we did orientation, which was et cetera, like what to do, what not to do, all the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. The second day we did bumps, rolls, all in the same class. The third day. Yes. Third day was actually, I believe today was the third day. Yeah. And then that's when Cody came in.
Nice.
He came in. He told us, ask questions. Now is the time. And get everyone with the same coach and whatnot. Just get the habit of it.
Mm.
So, yeah. The first week has been very entertaining and actually insightful. I'm getting a lot of credit information from it.
That is so awesome. So did he bring his title with him there?
He did not, but mind you, it's a property of WWE, so I'm pretty sure he probably needs permission for that.
True. Yeah, I guess that's right. So, yeah. Did you have any questions for him, Aaron? You can go ahead and ask him some.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, one question for sure was if Cody had brought
the
title, would you have got him with a roll up to become the new Universal Champion? Or?
Actually, if he brought the title, I was actually gonna look at him and say, "You gotta hold on that title for me because I'll be coming up next."
That's awesome. Prior to this training camp at the Nightmare Factory, had you had any previous experience doing wrestling training, or like is that your main 9-to-5 prior to this? Or
no, actually, before that, I tried a while ago with CWE with Danny Duggan. Yeah, I didn't last there. I lasted for like a day, but over here, it's basically just the fundamental that they start you off with, the basics.
Nice.
So it's actually. They're actually really helpful when it comes to like correcting stuff. They take your time with you, which I enjoy.
That's awesome. So how long is this camp that you're with, that you're at?
It'd be roughly about 10 weeks, 10, 12 weeks, give or take. Yeah, they said roughly about 8 weeks. That's when it is going to start intensing.
Oh, that's awesome. So then once you finish the camp, can you start taking bookings, or do you still have to do more training when you come back to Canada?
Basically, in their words, they said, yeah, after they're done here, just go out there, just go out and wrestle. That's all they said.
That's awesome. Do you have a name you could share with us now, or work in progress on like what your stage name's going to be?
I haven't thought that far yet.
Yeah. Nice. So
Sean the Pain.
Sean the Pain.
Only for you.
Only.
Sorry, I had to say that.
Oh no, that's oh, awesome. Yeah. That's good. So what are your earliest memories for wrestling? I know it's a basic question, but like, did you get into wrestling because of SJ, or did you get SJ into wrestling because you were addicted to it first?
Actually, believe it or not, I actually got her back into it. Yeah. I got her back into it. Yeah, because I remember watching wrestling with my grandpa at the age of like 6 or 7. But then I didn't know that we had schools in back where I was from, back in Winnipeg, because it was really hard to get into something like that. It's not as open as it is now.
Yeah, that's great.
So in other words,
yeah, go ahead. Oops, sorry, go ahead.
So in other words, I've actually grown more passionate about it over the years. So
nice, that's awesome. So, like, for this class that you're taking out there right now, like, how many students are there all together right now enrolled?
Right now, there is 14 of us.
Oh, nice and small. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to do training, because if there was a lot more, that would be probably hell of impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And, like, so I know you said you have a nutritionist there. So how does that work? Does she like give you like the list of what to eat, or like does she like, so how does the whole nutritionist help you guys there?
Basically, she helps us to have like two goals, either gain muscle or cut the weight. Me, I know how my body works. So I believe it or not, I went from 250 plus down to 222 since I started this.
Cool, man. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's came out, like, he's been busting his ass off. Like, even when he was living with me here, he was busting his ass off hardcore.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
So when you, just to go back to when you first were getting into wrestling, what were like, who were some of your favorites? And like, are you more of a singles or a tag team fan?
I prefer the singles because it's mano a mano, old school style. Tag team is nice to have someone's back if you're going against like a faction. Let's say I went back to the 90s and I was big already. I made my name. So the one I would have to go with would probably be DX, would probably end up kicking my ass every time. So that's when the tag team comes in. I have to find someone who basically has the same mindset of not trying to be bullied.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Were you big on Lex Luger at all, or no?
Lex Luger, I've seen some of his matches. I'm not fan, but he does quite a good promos occasionally. Not often though.
Yeah, fair enough. See, SJ, I'm the only one who's into Lex Luger.
Yeah, it seems like the other ones you interviewed too were really upset.
They're all like, no F Lex Luger. Like, all right. So, what? are you a Brett or Sean fan? I guess is one of my questions.
Well, if you're talking about like flamboyant style, it'd be Sean. But if you're more of a fundamental tactician, it'd be Brett. I'm divided by the two.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Yes.
Actually, I gotta tell you a fun story.
Go ahead.
He was actually named after Shawn Michaels.
Oh, really? That's awesome, man.
Yeah. My yes, older I was. Sister,
my oldest sister, his mom, she was a huge Shawn Michaels fan. She still is till this day. And she named him after Shawn Michaels.
That's actually, amazing. Noah, actually, grandma is the one that picked the name. My mom originally wanted to name me Mark Patterson Jr. So oh, yeah. Thank my grandma for that.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And then, what else was I going to say? Oh, shit, I forgot. And then Shawn, because there was, like, a story where, like, I know you're, like, hearing our stories, Eric, or whatever, right?
Oh, no, so no, it's great.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you this, but, like, my sisters used to be hardcore into wrestling. They would rent hotel rooms by the arenas and everything. And
I know the story.
I know, yeah. So there was one night my sisters rented a hotel room. They were wasted. They were drunk out of their faces. When they met Shawn Michaels, they told them their hotel room and everything. And so someone came knocking on the hotel room door and none of them answered because they were too drunk to get up to answer the door. They woke up the next morning, Shawn Michaels signed their door.
Oh my God.
And now Shawn keeps on saying, Shawn keeps on telling my sister.
That,
you're like, you could have been my dad.
Yes, he could have been. It would have been awesome.
That's awesome. You're just like super kicking kids when you were younger. They're like, why are you super kicking kids? And you're like, it's not a super kick, it's a sweet chin music I'm giving them. So.
Basically, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. But yeah, I just have to share that story where his name came from and everything.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's all. That's like, so Sean, I don't know if you've listened to any of our previous episodes, but we were talking music a couple episodes ago. I think it was Favorite 90s Bands, or it may have just been SJ and I shooting the breeze about things. And she just casually, I'm sure you've heard this story too, where SJ was like, yeah, I used to work in a music store and we got tickets to go see Godsmack. And they had a mystery band as well. And the other band turned out to be Metallica. But like, she just casually drops it in, like how she was just talking about Shawn Michaels. And I was just like, wait, you said Metallica? And she's like, yeah, they're kind of big. They're kind of big. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty actually, sure
I, yeah, I actually know the store she used to work at too.
Oh, amazing. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I remember San Francisco, where all the pardon my language, where all the adult toys were.
Nah.
You were small when I worked there. You were very small when I worked there.
Yeah, I still remember it.
Yeah, you still remember. Yeah, the music store. We were living together when I was working at the music store.
Yep.
Yeah, he was just a little shit running around the house.
and I'm a bigger shit.
had to keep on kicking him out of my room.
That's hilarious.
Or what about that time where like we were fighting in my room and we ended up rolling into the kitchen and my mom like
yeah. Yeah. We were just play fighting for fun because we were bored. They went from the bedroom, no, from the bed to the floor, from the floor to behind where my grandma was sitting because she's on the computer. And from the floor there, we went to the living room. We had literally had to set the whole thing up almost like a ring. And so then after that, we just looked at it and said, you know what? We're done because we're all covered in bruises and whatnot. We're like, next morning, we look at it, man, we're sore.
Like 17 at the time, he was like 10.
That's amazing. So Sean, you went to the wrestling school not only to become a wrestler but to basically give SJ a proper airplane spin when you come back, right?
Basically, yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me the least.
That's awesome. So yeah. What's been your favorite part, I guess, of the school so far?
So far, My favorite part is that the coaches have been really helpful. That's my favorite part.
Nice.
So, yeah, they helped me quite a bit. And Eric, if you decide to try it out, I recommend you try it out.
maybe I shall. I'm 35 and roughly out of shape. So, but I mean, DDP started at 35. So who knows, right?
LA Knight got in at 40. It's the difference.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There's actually a guy in a class. He's actually 41.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, he's a year older than me. Cool.
So,
yep.
So speaking of LA Knight, and we spoke about Cody earlier. A couple questions. One is, did you watch Mania? And two, I'm sure by now you've heard that Cody is the Universal Champ. So what did that mean to you as a fan, knowing that now the guy who owns the school that you're at is literally like on top of the world?
Well, for me as a fan, and yes, the quote, I watched both Manias, and as a fan. Seeing Cody win the title, and I'm going to a school, so it kind of lit a fire, more of a fire in me than ever. And from there on out, I've just been pushing my hardest to go, because I know Cody's been through a lot. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And so, like, so when you guys were watching the wrestling, like, were you guys watching it together, or you watched like with other classmates, or were you watching it by yourself?
For Mania, it was me and one of my other guys named, he watched it. He brought his TV and his PS4, so he watched it on Peacock.
I'm surprised that they didn't, like, have, like, a viewing at the school. You think they would?
Well, all the coaches went to the Mania itself.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Because I was thinking, I was like, if they were to have it at the school, you know, like, people would probably go fucking nuts if when he won. Like, you know, like, you probably would have gone fucked, but you guys probably went nuts anyway, because you guys are like in his school.
Yeah, we're representing.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's awesome. So are you more of a WWE or AEW guy of the two?
For a bit I was a WWE fan, but then everything started getting repetitive. You could predict what was coming. Mm-hmm. Whereas AEW, I leaned more towards AEW for a bit because everything was unpredictable. I could see the creativity that they have, which was more freedom than what they have now at the time. So then now this whole new era, I'm kind of curious. And I told this to SJ that I remember saying it's going to be a new generation. No, it's going to be Attitude Era, new generation. Those are my exact words to her.
Yeah, that's definitely how it feels, for sure. For sure. I don't know if you watched SmackDown yesterday, but
I did, yes.
Yeah, Solo turning on Jimmy and then Tama Tonga coming in. It's nice to see now that they're more open to having like these cross promotions, you know? Or like some of these guys are free agents, but I mean Shayna Baszler was at Bloodsport, for instance. So it's nice to see that the new era of WWE is like, when you make it, if you're like, hey man, if you're like to Triple H, hey man, I want to go to AEW or NJPW, that's actually a possibility now, as opposed to before. Once you went to WWE, it was like strictly, you have to work for WWE and you can't work for anybody else. So that's kind of cool that like the door is opening more or less, you know?
Yep. The whole forbidden door.
Yeah. Nice one. Mm-hmm. And it's like the whole, yeah, and like just the, like, and it's just like the whole way that like Triple H is changing it up is amazing. Like, it gives like wrestlers like other opportunities, and it's just so good. Like, hell, like, we can soon enough, we might even see like MJF there one day, you know? Like, you never know. Like, with the way he's like organizing things and shit.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the footage? This is a question for both of you. Did you see AEW this week where they aired the footage of Punk and Jungle Boy's altercation, quote unquote?
Yes, I did see it. Yes,
I saw it too.
What do you make of that? Because Punk was Punk in his interviews was like, I put him in his place, he attacked me, but that video clearly shows Jack Perry did nothing. So I'm like,
well, it's funny that you bring that up, because the class today, we Cody actually asked that same question that you asked. He asked all of us, and we're like, yeah, no, because for one, it makes Jack Perry look bad, and also defaces the promotion a little bit, from my point of view, anyway.
That is a good idea. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's true.
Crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so before we came on air, I like to play music in the background while we're discussing things off air, and then we go into it. And so Sean and I were here before SJ tuned in. Before SJ joined us, and we were saying like, oh, great music, good music, and stuff like that. So now that you're in the process of training to be a wrestler, how is it too early for you to pick your theme music, or are you like, I have 20 suggestions, please help me narrow it down to one, when you talk to these coaches? Or are they like, they pick the music for you, or how does that work?
Well, they said that we're not worrying about entrances and Titan songs right now in music at the moment, because right now this is just the beginning of it. So I'm going to think that maybe later on in the camp, and that's when it's going to be irrelevant. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. What do you have any songs in mind you think you'd want to use for your entrance?
Actually, there's actually one song that I was listening to while I was working out. Let's see if I can find it. It's actually quite a good song. I don't know if you guys heard it. This is actually something I heard it. But continue with the questions. No, it's all good. Don't wait on me.
Oh, yeah. No worries. No worries. SJ, while we're waiting for Sean's song, I have a music question for you. I know that you love Static X. So while I was in the car, like doing errands today, The Only by Static X came on. Have you heard that track before? Like, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
What are your favorites by Static X? Like, I feel like they'd be a good band to come out to for, like, the music, too.
Yeah, you know, their music's pretty good. I mean, like, I've seen them twice already, and, like, so, like, I'd have to look at, like, I don't know, like, the songs off my head, but I'll have to look at I have them on my playlist.
Nice.
Hold on here.
How was Seven Dust Live? Were they awesome, too, or?
Oh, they were amazing. Like, that was my second time seeing them. They were really good.
Oh, amazing. Actually, funny story for you. When you were saying before that Static X and Seven Dust were playing together, and, like, you went with Brendan, and did you go with Gina to that concert, too, or?
I only went with Gina.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, because he got COVID that time, right?
And then yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, reason I mentioned that is because, like, a couple days later, I was talking music with a coworker, and she was like, yeah, my brother went to see Static X with this other band in Peterborough, which is, Sean, I don't know if you're familiar with Toronto, but Peterborough is just like outside of Toronto. And so,
yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, he went to go see Static X, and I forgot the other band's name. And I'm like, was it Seven Dust? And she's like, yes. So they like randomly played like the next night after you guys went to that show. So,
oh, wow, that's crazy.
So I started screaming your name in the office. Like, I was like, SJ! And they were like, what are you saying, Eric? What are you saying? Pretty funny.
So, I have a Static List playlist that I listen to when I'm walking. So the songs, I have, I think, like four songs that I really like. There's I'm With Stupid. There is, of course, Push It. Push It is a fucking banger. And then The Only you mentioned, and then I have Fix as well. Those are the four that I listen to mostly.
Nice.
Yeah,
there was one with I have to find it now. Static X. That's it. Sean, are you
into a zombie?
Yeah. Destroyer. I love Destroyer. That song's a jam too.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
So Sean, what was the two questions? One, are you into Static X or no?
Not really.
What bands are you into?
I'm mostly basically almost into the same music as SJ, basically.
Every genre, pretty much. Yeah.
And
That's
also for the theme song, as you questioned earlier, is the song is A Cut Above by A.V. Watts.
above. Ooh, I'll have to look that one up.
Cut above.
I think I heard that
Avery Watts. Okay,
one.
I'm gonna share my screen so that we can listen to a little bit of that song. By Avery Watts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's sick. Wow, excellent choice.
I know, right? I found it randomly when I was doing my cardio. I switched up cardio playlist because Spotify made me a cardio playlist. I put on shuffle. That was song number three. Like, interesting.
Yeah, that song would rule to listen to. Oh man. I mean like
Holy
you come out.
crap. That was really good.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, unreal. Holy smokes, that's great. Do you have more wrestling based questions, SJ, or anything else?
nothing at all. I was just gonna also ask like two, so I've seen some like pictures where it had like two rings, and it had like, is there two rings there or one?
Two.
Two? Okay, so why do they have two?
To split the class up in groups, so one can use one ring, one can use the other wing.
Okay. Interesting.
Nice. And then just to piggyback off that, is it mixed? Like, is it all guys or is it girls too? Or now you have different genders besides guy and girls? So.
Right now it's just all guys and one girl,
Oh, nice.
believe it or not. Yes,
Yeah, that's awesome.
that's cool.
But the one girl, she has the potential to make it big. I could see it in her,
Yeah.
and this is someone that I know SJ would enjoy watching if she does make it big. Well, when she does.
Is she like a, let me get colored hair and all?
Basically, yeah.
I do like my share of women wrestling with colored hair, okay? Like, for example, like the Riot Squad. I love the Riot Squad. Sawyer Wreck. I fucking love Sawyer Wreck.
Oh yeah.
Lindsay Snow. I fucking love her. She had tattoos and cool hair, and yeah. I guess you can say I have a women wrestler type.
Yeah. I watched Sawyer versus Cruel from American Rana Beyond Wrestling's version of WrestleMania. And who do I see in the front row, SJ?
Who?
LOL, Mike Peterson.
Nice.
But yeah,
That's awesome.
that Cruel is like Cruel versus Sawyer was like unfriggin' believable, just like the chair shots and stuff like that. So
Oh, excellent.
do they teach you, well, I mean, sorry, a stupid question for you, Sean. When they're teaching you how to bump, do they use like weapons at all, or is it just strictly moves right now?
When they teach a bump, it strictly moves.
Yeah.
No weapons yet.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm seeing like the we both like we all watch a ton of wrestling, but sometimes I see these moves where they don't protect their heads with the chair shots, and I haven't seen that since the 90s, you know, where nobody like would cover their head at the same time. Now it's just like everybody puts like they're covering their heads and things like that. So it's interesting to me.
Nice. That's awesome. And then I was gonna ask you too, nephew. So have you thought about like your outfit, your uniform? Are you gonna be all blingy?
No, I'm not gonna be too flashy. I'm mostly just gonna go like the Kevin Owens like t-shirt and
Nice.
shorts. That actually they said that they're gonna put us put us with an actual bootmaker for like the outfits.
Wow.
Yeah. But we'll see how that goes. I'm mostly just gonna be like basic.
And right. Are you gonna be heel or face?
Actually, when we were doing grappling, the coach put me as a heel.
Nice.
So, awesome. And then he looks at me, he's like, Monsieur Lucia, you're the heel. I'm like, okay then, whatever.
That's funny. And like, do they also give you, like, you know how some wrestling schools, they have like, you know, microphone practice? Do they do that there too?
Yeah, it's called promo class.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah, they're gonna actually my homework for today, well, for everyone, is that look at five wrestlers and try and mesh them all together. Five of your favorites and mush them all together and see what you get.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Go ahead.
In other words, I'm highly enjoying it. So
that's awesome, man. Yeah, we can definitely feel the passion that you have for this. Like it's great. It's great. Can you do any impressions or no?
Not at the moment. So I mean if I try, I probably feel miserably and horribly at the same time, which I highly doubt is impossible.
No, we get it. You have to save for the big times. We get it.
Yeah.
Well, there's one impression that I've always liked. It's New Age Outlaws. Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, D-Generation, Browsmans, the Road Dog, Jesse James, the Badass, Billy Gunn, the New Age Outlaws. I haven't said that in a long time.
Nice.
No, you haven't. Hey, maybe when we have like a follow up interview with you closer to the end, maybe you'll have more going. You'll have like more of an intro to show us, or like gimmick or whatever to like show us you're practicing and whatever. Hey?
Yeah,
you're just building it up from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Back to when you and SJ used to wrestle growing up. Were you the heel or the face during those feuds with the great SJ?
I think I was the heel.
Because she was very jealous of me because, you know, newborn baby face, you know.
Before him, I was the youngest, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when we were younger, I would always... he kicked me on his diaper.
And I just crawled away smiling. So, yeah, it's... We had quite a few bit of feuds, me and my aunt.
Most of them were fun.
Believe it or not, actually, to this day we still have a few feuds, but we don't go into it as much as we used to.
No. When we were younger, it was more like we were more like physical when we were younger.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
The other day, speaking of Shawn Michaels, earlier the other day, I was saying that I just text SJ randomly, and I'm just like, you know, if we were a tag team, we'd be the Rockers. You'd be Shawn Michaels, and I'd be Jannetty. And she was like, no, I'd be Jannetty. So,
I have fun doing the podcast and everything, but like, I mean, you don't have to give me that much credit. Like, it's mostly you. I'm just like the co-host. No. As Will was saying, you sound just like me with Tom. When I said that, I was like, oh, I'm just the co-host. And Will's like, you sound exactly like me when with Tom. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I thought, Sean, that SG made more sense as HBK and me as Jannetty, because every time I ask her a lot about the podcast and she puts up with it, but I feel like one day she's gonna throw me through a barbershop window if I ask many times. So.
No, if anything, she'll leave that to me.
Yeah.
I'll be like, nephew, can you throw this guy out the window, please? Yeah. Very much.
That's awesome. So, SJ, you've been going to more indie shows in Winnipeg. So, Sean, when you were in Winnipeg, I know SJ mentioned you were in Alberta. Did you go to a lot of indie shows, or has it always been like the main cards?
It's but mostly been the main cards. I've actually recently started watching indie shows again. So, because I know COVID kind of screwed us all over on that part, so
yeah,
kind of lost interest in indie shows for a bit. Yeah, yeah, the main goal for me personally is it's not WWE, it's not AEW, it's New Japan.
Oh yeah,
that's the goal for me.
Do you have a faction you'd want to join? And is it House of Torture?
Maybe we'll see. If anything, for my approval, the Bullet Club and the House of Torture will have to fight for me.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome. That's great. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah, you see, like that, like that's where like I know some of my wrestling stuff is. He's the wrestling genius between me and him. So like I've pretty much learned from him, as you can tell.
It's like you put her in a sharpshooter and you're just like, now this is a sharpshooter and then this is a scorpion deathlock. And so, yeah.
Here's a debate for you. Which hurts more, the scorpion deathlock or the sharpshooter?
To me, a scorpion. Definitely a scorpion. To me, well, to a lot of people argue it's the same move, but I feel like with the scorpion, Sting goes into your legs a little bit more than Brett flips you over with your basic spin, but like you can tell when Sting like leans back and he's like pulling on your legs that's like the difference. If that makes any sense?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But what did you think of Sting retiring? Did you watch any of that match? Or?
No, my heart couldn't take it. Yeah. I liked Sting when he came back, in all honesty. But then when he said, when he announced his retirement, like he's done it all personally. He's done it all. He's been everywhere. What else can he accomplish, ultimately?
Yeah, because like you don't want to see like if Sting was maybe in his 40s, I could see him have like a world title run in AEW. But now at like 63, 64 years old, you're like, nah, just do these crazy death matches. I'm good with that. I don't need you to have a world title, you know. So
yeah, or maybe who knows? I might end up in GCW.
Ooh.
Hey man, you better get me in free for that one.
Yeah.
Damn it! I better be on the guest list.
I bet. Yeah, how about manager instead?
Ooh.
I might be able to pull it off.
We shall see. SJ, now I want to see Sean versus Yoshihiko in GCW.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I can tell you right now it's gonna be pure blood everywhere. There's gonna be no giving up between either me or him.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. So true.
So for those of us joining us for the first time, firstly, thank you so much for listening. Secondly, Yoshihiko, who I've discussed at various times, is a blow-up doll, but also like a world champion, Hall of Fame wrestler, known for giving Kota Ibushi 99 destroyers. He took a pizza cutter in the cluster fuck Royal Rumble at the Collective from Nick Gage, and then proceeded to destroy Nick Gage with a vicious crossbody. So, yeah, Yoshihiko, you got to watch out for. If Sean and Yoshihiko meet, I'm expecting them to be a tag team, maybe not opponents.
There we go.
That match will be too crazy if you and Yoshihiko face off. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, me personally, my personal dream match would be me versus Moxley.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna be like, I think, like, I was gonna ask you, so who, but I'm like, you know, I think I already know.
Have you read the Have you had the autobiography, the Moxley Auto?
I own it.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Spotify just came up with you can now listen to audiobooks for free, like with a premium membership, as opposed to paying $40 for it. So first thing I did was grab Moxley's autobiography. So I'm in it right now, and he's doing the reading for it. It's awesome. He's so good. He's so good.
He's the narrator.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. Actually, when the Shield's music hit during the Cody Roman match, I was like, oh my god, did AEW sign off on like Moxley coming in to save Cody? But then it was Seth again, so I was like,
Well, see, that was my thought too when Moxley came in, because but then I remembered that Moxley signed a 7-year contract with AEW at the time.
Oh right, yeah. He's phenomenal. So we watch a lot of deathmatch wrestling, like SJ and I, and then I'm sure you've seen your fair share. So
yep.
When last year when they did Blood and Guts, and it was the Elite versus BCC, and Moxley pulled out that like board with the nails, I was like, okay, I can get into this match, because like they were hitting each other with chairs, for instance, and like going through tables, and I'm just like, eh, that's the start of a death match. Like this is nothing. And then he pulls up, then he puts Kenny over the table with the nails, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, that looks like it would hurt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, man.
Like, what I'd like to see again is them actually setting the tables on fire again.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that yeah. Go back to the ECW days.
Yeah, that would be insane. Oh yeah. Do you watch Dark Side of the Ring at all, or no?
I have, yes.
Yeah. What's been your favorite episode?
So far it's all been good, but I'm waiting for one particular episode to come out. The one is the Sandman. The one.
Oh, that would
that's
be
the
awesome.
One I want.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He's supposed to have an episode coming up, but I don't know when though.
Oh, amazing. That's awesome. Yeah, I love Sandman too. So SJ, have you watched a lot of Dark Side of the Ring or any of them, or
yeah, I've been keeping up with some of them. I still have to watch the Brutus one, though. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I got to get Crave back.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the next one I want. Yeah, he was my favorite growing up, so I got to get it back eventually to watch that one and catch up.
That's awesome. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only one that I've seen, I think, is the Pillman episode, where like just what that family went through, like, holy smokes. Oh no. Yeah. I saw the Jake the Snake Roberts one, like the story of him and how like his dad was like a freaking It's like, oh my god.
That was crazy. When I watched that one, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Holy shit. Like, you went in a sink. Mm-hmm. Like, that was messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, geez. Mm-hmm.
So before we wrap things up, in the next couple weeks is the NHL playoffs. So are you a big Jets fan, or are you Oilers, or who's
hell your no? I'm not a hockey guy in general.
Oh, not
no,
a hockey
he's
guy.
He's not a hockey guy. No, my dad was the hockey guy.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. So wrestling is your jam then.
Yes.
Oh God. Like, you know, I swear to God, like you, like with his knowledge of wrestling, you can probably have all of it, like, you, because I know, Eric, you're so caught up on, like, wrestling, doing podcasts about wrestling, right? He's your guy.
Fantastic, man. Totally come on the pod whenever. Like, you're more than welcome to come back.
Even if you guys wanted to do one together just to talk about wrestling and see it to shit, by all means.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great, man. That'd be awesome. But yeah, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Do you want to plug where people can find you on the socials, on wherever? You don't have to give us your address necessarily, but like you know, send
number. I'll let my manager take care of that. She knows how to contact me.
Okay, so yeah, if anyone's contacting him, you can just contact me, I guess.
So SJ, do you want to plug your stuff before we get out? And
Yeah, sure. So you can find me on X / Twitter at Carnival of Chaos with a K. I'm on there like usually retweeting fellow Visionary Global Media podcasts and like just promoting friends stuff and like, you know, sharing horror, sharing some wrestling, like a little bit of everything, mostly cats and horror and and like promoting. But other than that, you can find me there. I'm not really on any other socials right now except that one right now. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Nice. And as always, you can find me at Nattering with E on Instagram, all one word. We actually have an email now, natteringwithe@gmail.com. I'm sort of toying between getting off social media, which is partially like after this episode, which it'll go up on Wednesday. We are going to take a short like break, like not a full on hiatus, but like just a couple weeks off to recharge, and then we'll be back and ready to go. So if you like this episode and any other episode of the podcast, SJ and I thank you so much for listening to us. And yeah, you can find us where you get your podcasts. Visionaries is on everything. And then Nattering with You, the regular channels on Podbean, Spotify, YouTube, and I think Podcast Catcher or something like that. Anyways, but yeah, Sean, thank you again, sir, for coming on the pod. We really enjoyed having you. Yeah.
Yep. No worries. I can say this. This would be my pre-promo.
There you go.
Yeah, man. If you ever want to practice your promo skills, come on the pod with us, and we will. We'd be happy to have you. So.
Alrighty then.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Stay frigid, and we'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
So there you have it. This will be the last episode with SJ and Eric and Nattering with E for a little while. We'll be back May the 10th. Thanks again so much to Sean and every previous guest who's been on the pod for the last just over a year. So I'm taking a little bit of a break because a little bit of burnout from both my real life job and with doing work on the pod. I love the pod like crazy, crazy, crazy. I can't thank SJ enough because she's just absolutely the best at this. She doesn't give herself enough credit, but she's just like so amazing. And when I say on Twitter that there would be no pod without SJ, I'm completely telling the truth. The thing that I love the most about the pod is that it gives me a chance to talk to whoever, whenever, forever, as the man Orange Cassidy would say. I've also come to realize that maybe the pod isn't for everyone. I've been trying to share it with a lot of people and even help out other pods, and I mean, sometimes it wasn't appreciated, which, like, fair enough. I'm trying not to be too sensitive to stuff like that, but I just wanted to let whoever does listen to these know that we will be back around May 10th. It's playoff season for the NHL, so here's hoping the Leafs finally get out of the first round and do something, anything at all. The other thing is, it's me, and it's podcasting, and I have free time, so what will most likely happen is that during this next 2 weeks, I'll probably end up recording stuff, but then just not posting it online. And then once we come back May 10th, I'll have plenty of stuff to talk about. So if you've subscribed to the pod on either Podbean or Spotify, I appreciate it. If you're new to the pod, like Visionaries Global Media new, thank you so much. Also, shout out those guys for taking a chance on a little Canadian pod that just talks and likes to schmooze. Also, another shout out would be to Tom from the Revelry podcast. He and Will do great work over there, And Tom's the one who hooked it up for us to get in with Visionaries Global Media. I also collaborate with Tom for his reviews on the Midwestern Roundup, which I greatly enjoy. And we've done a couple of movie reviews. We have The Punisher that we famously did. And soon we'll be talking about one of my favorite movies and his, Gangs of New York. So anyways, that's it for now. I'll be back May 10th. Thank you again. And as always, stay frigid. Stay great, be great daily, trust the process, and just keep doing the things you love. And don't let anyone get in your way, even you.